Joy Tactics.
By a round of applause, who here knows somebody that has passed away from electricity?
Well, you're snapping right now, so...
All right, well, my hand's busy, but...
How did they pass?
Electricity. They were...
electrocuted?
Walking in a thunderstorm. Power line.
No.
Came after them like a snake, yeah.
Who?
High school. Guy in high school.
He was hit...
Jesus. And I want to say his brother also overdosed, but maybe I'm wrong.
I mean, it comes in threes, man. So that's one, two... Where's the third tragedy?
Maybe they had a miscarriage.
I would say watch your back. Dude.
Sorry.
What are the chances that we get taken out by a fucking... You know how there's just like freak accidents? Like I was thinking about that the other day of like... There's a chance that you could just get taken out today by a freak accident. Like a fucking pole falls on your head. You just get like...
You don't think that factors into my daily psyche and how I walk around this world? That's a great freedom. That's a great relief to have the threat of death
you want a freak accident to blindside you.
I want that to be a possibility, so I know that I always have to be right with my life and my decisions.
When you say that...
Because it could be...
Well, do you mean like...
What?
Karmically, you need to be right with your decisions? Like, oh, I better not do anything wrong? Or do you mean like, oh, no, I can see that the welding's kind of off on that street lamp. I'm going to go to the street.
No. I mean karmically. I mean just like general sense because, yeah, if you start looking at welding, trust me, I've done that before. It's a slippery slope. There's a lot of subpar apprentice welders out there that are taking up these jobs because no one wants to do the fucking work.
Oh, yeah. I know that about you. That's why you just wait at the bottom whenever we go on roller coasters.
Do you remember the first time you found out how much welders make?
Yes.
Wasn't that a shock to you? You're like, what? Like, I feel like that was the thing that like every person who didn't go to college... and went to like a trade school, you're kind of like, oh shit, I didn't know you could make money like that and not go to college.
You know?
Go to a trade school, learn a trade.
That's the great
200K a year.
It's a great misconception of the working class.
Mm-hmm.
It's a liberal arts colleges should be the first to go under this new administration. They need to take them out.
They're fired.
Put Mike Rowe in as head of labor, Department of Labor.
That's a fucking good idea.
Dirty job, Mike Rowe.
Dirty ass jobs.
There's something attractive about him.
Just because you're, don't get it twisted, just because you're blue collar doesn't mean you're not wearing the black tie at night. See what I'm saying?
Exactly. Yeah. Just because you're blue collar doesn't mean you don't have blue diamonds all up in your fucking safe at home.
Uh-huh. And just because you're white collar doesn't, just because you're white collar, rather, doesn't mean that Luigi Mangione's not going to walk up behind you and fucking kill you.
Here's the thing about
white and blue collars. White collars show sweat.
Wow.
You see what I'm saying?
I do see, yeah. That's the first thing.
I have a question.
And blue collars hide tears.
I have a question.
Yeah.
About the Luigi Mangione case, since you guys are both sort of more, have a better expertise about the legal system than I do.
Right. What do you need to know?
So it's up to a jury, right? To mm-hmm. settle this case.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's totally up to a jury.
A jury mm-hmm. of New York.
Okay. Is there a rule that's like, because I could see a jury of people being like, even if the evidence is crazily overwhelming that Luigi Mangione did it, I could see a jury being like, you know what? Fuck this shit. Like, let's just let him off. Yeah. Is there kind of like a talking to that jurors get before they go in like, hey, you can't like do this. You know what I'm saying? You guys can't all like just be very like judge with your opinion. You know what I'm saying?
The vetting process for selecting a jury, especially for a high-profile case like this, especially in the city of New York, is intense. Trust me, I was selected for jury duty for a fucking racketeering thing.
Were you really?
Yes, I was. And I went down to the fucking Brooklyn Borough Hall, And I sat in a room with about 300 fucking people. We all filled out a 30-page packet. And that shit was funnier than a stand-up show. The lady who was running that, I don't know if I talked about that on here, but the lady who was running that was making everybody laugh so fucking hard. She was like, I know everybody doesn't want to fucking be here, right? You guys are all fucking pissed. Well, guess what? You get your...
She said fuck?
I'd have to look at the footage, but no, she probably... Maybe she said it once. But she was getting laughs. But there is, that is a thing, Nate. You can...
But I don't care if you've been vetted, like, if they vetted... I'm telling you, the... It feels like 89% of people on the planet would be like, yeah, fuck this fucking healthcare CEO. Let's let this guy off. Like, who gives a fucking shit if he did it, you know?
But then what if he comes and fucking snaps and kills, you know?
More CEOs?
No, like a dog or something.
Well, what I would say about Luigi's is this. They need a jury of his peers to be able to judge him, correct?
Go on.
Well, what if he's peerless?
Whoa. Now slow down there, horsey. That was only but a teaser. Just a little taste of what I can only assume is one of the most fire podcast episodes ever recorded. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics now to unlock this crazy-ass fucking episode while simultaneously getting in at the ground floor of an exclusive community of like-minded individuals using positivity to change the world. Cheers.